Most of the early cases of swine flu detected in Mexico were in the central part of the country, but there are now cases being reported from one end of the country to the other. In large border cities like Juarez, where people live crammed together in poor neighborhoods, the flu could take hold quickly. Health officials are cautioning people to take preventative measures and to seek medical attention if they have severe flu symptoms. At least two people with such symptoms are being treated in a Juarez hospital, but authorities have yet to determine if these are cases of swine flu. The governor of the state of Chihuahua, José Reyes Baeza, says there are no confirmed swine flu cases anywhere in the border state so far.
Que en Chihuahua, hasta el momento, no existe ningún caso confirmado.
He says his state is taking precautions and preparing for any cases that do develop in coordination with Mexican federal officials. Mexico has closed its schools nationwide until May 6th because of the epidemic and suspended large gatherings such as sporting events or concerts where the virus could spread from person to person and infect many people all at once. But many Mexicans complain that health measures have been inadequate. Mexican Health Minister José Ángel Córdoba Villalobos says the government does not have enough health workers to visit the families of every victim, but he says there is enough medicine available to treat flu victims. He says nearly 2,000 people have been hospitalized with respiratory illnesses since mid-April, but that more than half have been released. He says he does not know how many of those cases were confirmed as swine flu. Córdoba Villalobos says one of the first confirmed cases of the disease was in the state of Veracruz, where a 4-year-old boy became ill after visiting an area where local people had been protesting pollution from a large pig farm. Authorities are now investigating whether pigs at that location or other farms in Mexico might have the disease. Veterinarians from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome are on their way to Mexico to help investigate. Some nations have issued warnings to their citizens to avoid unessential travel to Mexico, but the World Health Organization says closing borders or restricting travel would have little effect at this point. Instead, officials are urging people who are ill to avoid travel and asking those who do travel to take common sense measures, such as frequent washing of hands and avoidance of people who show any symptoms of the flu. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Juarez, Mexico.